Hello and welcome to Bad Pitches, your one-stop shop for the absolute best in the worst TV has to offer. And if we got a game for you today, a classic confrontation, four titans of comedy doing battle on the field of ideas will compete to come up with the worst sports-themed TV show imaginable. Our four pitchers will lay out their show ideas, then our network executive judges will bombard them with notes, and one unlucky pitcher will be eliminated, but they're not out of the game just yet. They'll be promoted and become an executive for the rest of the show. Think of it like being traded to the Yankees after striking out with the Utah Jazz or something. I don't really understand sports. In round two, we'll spring a surprise game on our pitchers, then after another elimination slash promotion, the two finalists will face off in our lightning round. The winner of this episode of Bad Pitches goes home with a sparkly Gay Pride unicorn pin. Pitching this episode are Rebecca Hyman, Wanjiko Eke, Rod Bastenmeyer, and Pega Yazd. At the network executive table, as always, is our head judge, Kotlin McGlynn, plus our guest judge for this episode, the hilarious Drew Drogi. This episode of Bad Pitches was taped in front of a live audience at Crystal Lake, Brooklyn.
Kyla, Drew, what are you looking for in your sports-related TV shows this evening?
When I think of sports, I think of balls. Sure. I think of sticks. I think of bases.
These are all words.
What I'm really looking for is a porno, to be honest.
Okay.
When I think of sports, I think of myself. My life in the sporting arts, foot kick, you know.
I'm all about foot kick.
Base jump, squish ride, you know. I'm just looking to see my life portrayed on camera.
That's fair. Okay. I think we all are. Representation is important.
Yeah.
We're going to kick things off with a previous champion. So she's got a lot to live up to. Ladies and gentlemen, Pega Yazd.
Okay, so it used to be that closeted gay men had to pretend to love sports just so they could fit in. But now it's a lot better for gay men who don't love sports. But there's one thing. What about gay men who are still in the closet about loving sports? GaySPN is not just one TV show, but it's an entire network for gay men who secretly love sports. On the surface, it looks almost indistinguishable from Bravo. It's got the same reality shows, the same sassy personalities. But the one difference is that in the background of every shot is a TV that's like playing whatever's on ESPN. And so gay men who love sports will no longer have to suffer in silence because their partners want to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And they'll no longer have to check the scores online in private at 3 a.m. in an incognito tab, because Andy Cohen is going to be reading them out during his wrap-up sessions with The Real Housewives, and he's going to disguise that as a newly developed case of Tourette's. GaySPN, just because you love dick doesn't mean you can't love balls, too.
All right, so let's hear what the executives think.
I mean, first of all, GaySPN, I'm all over it. I think it's an amazing adaptation.
Thank you, I work in marketing.
Yes. So Andy Cohen, is he up to anything these days? Or like, is he game to join this show? Or
it's not a show so much as an entire...
It's an Andy Cohen like universe.
Sort of like the Marvel universe.
Multiverse.
But with like gay men and sports.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. And what does he know about sports?
I imagine, David Beckham is a... sports person.
I've heard that.
And I imagine that a lot of gay men are very attracted to David Beckham. I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I love the name GaySPN, but at first I thought you said Gay Ass Ken. Would you be willing to change the title?
We are very into that.
Yeah.
You know, just cut to the chase right away.
Yes.
You mentioned something about closeted gay men.
They're in the closet. In terms of loving sports.
Okay, great. Because I was going to say, would you consider like Aaron Schock or Mike Pence to possibly be?
I imagine that Mike Pence would somehow wind up on one of the shows without realizing why he was there.
Uh-huh, sure.
You know?
Do you have a list of out-closeted gay people?
They're out.
They're closeted about
their love of sports.
Of sports, right.
Yeah.
No, I know, but are they closeted about being gay and they're out about being closeted? You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean.
I can tell you a couple people. They.
Well, Pega, this is amazing. Thank you for your
time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along. We're very excited. We have a first-time pitcher coming to the stage. She is our token heterosexual for the evening. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca Hyman.
So I'm actually not sure that this isn't a good idea. My pregnant teenage figure skater life. Okay, it's a reality show, obviously. It's obviously four people. It's Amanda, Nastia, Brittany, and Jaden. So, you know, some of them, the parents are in the picture. Others of them, you know, they're not. Jaden's a teen dad, so he's going through his own personal struggle, you know, because he has a lot less at stake. There will be, like, not as much at-school drama. It's more like in-rink drama, and then, like, at home, they all, like, live in, like, ranchers. They all have, well, they all have carpet. And then I would say most of the personal drama does go down, like, either, like, in the rink right off the ice or, like, in the den.
Great. You know, right off the bat, I just want to say I was a huge Tonya Harding supporter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same.
You know, when I was a little girl, I was like, who the fuck is this rich bitch Nancy Kerrigan?
Awful.
Skating against my girl, Tonya Harding. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about the trashy
reality
and the skating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the trashy and the skatey could be a better name for your show, actually.
The trashy and the
skating. The trashy and the skating.
So listen.
The trashy and skating.
Look, listen.
Okay. Listening.
My pregnant teen figure skater life could have an incredible digital presence where we make a web series based on these teen girls doing other tasks that do nothing for their development.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So bowling, you know,
I love
maybe
that.
Some tennis.
Pizza.
It writes itself. Mm-hmm. As long as we're not taking care of them and their babies. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anything to keep them away from the kids.
Exactly.
A normal life.
What do you
life.
Think?
Will there be aspiring girls who are trying to get pregnant?
That could create a real enemy dynamic. Like one girl's Ooh. Like really trying to get pregnant,
Fun.
But is having trouble, you know.
Great.
And
that creates a lot of drama.
That happen, to be
yeah.
honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
we've
that.
Done it before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to meet the girls who aspire to get pregnant and skate.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are two things that go so well together.
And that's
really
feminism.
Do.
People right. don't people don't
See,
realize.
That's it.
Right.
Thank you.
For and
as,
someone
a,
gets it.
As yeah. a man, I'm going to tell you what feminism is.
Yeah.
Please
and
do.
You did a great
Definitely
job.
Definitely young girls getting
pregnant
and
figure skating.
Entertaining.
Thank you
Great.
For your pitch.
Rebecca Hyman, thank you very much. I have some questions just about Kotlo, where you were during the Nancy Kerrigan incident, because you seem kind of...
You know, my lawyers have been instructed to tell you that I was 8 years old and I did not know what was happening, and I did not bring the crowbar to that arena.
Okay, our next pitcher is also... this is very exciting. It's a first-time pitcher. We're going to give her a warm welcome. She's very funny. Wanjiko Eke.
You know, I'm glad you talked about figure skating because I am also here to talk about figure skating. It's important. I have a show idea. It's basically Black Eye Tonya. It's a combination of Mrs. Doubtfire combined with white chicks, like way past it being socially acceptable. Martin Lawrence and Chris Tucker cosplay a white Russian gay couple to coach their daughter's ice skating rival so she loses. Like, they're breaking a lot of stereotypes as a black gay couple playing a white Russian couple who are also black people who can ice skate, you know? A lot of it has to do with the character arc of Chris Tucker, confused and sad about his failure as an ice skater. And then they put that on their daughter, and their daughter doesn't really like ice skating, but she's like, well, my dads are gay. So there's that.
Yeah. Okay, great. I just want to say that you had me at black gay coach playing white Russian couple.
I mean, that's America.
I mean, that's
right,
America.
Right.
That's,
right.
That's literally where we are
really,
right now.
I'm really
literally
happy.
Us.
Also, can you describe the kind of white face that it will look like? Will it be like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, like...
Do you remember White Chicks? I need that level of commitment.
Okay, great.
From Chris Tucker.
Sort of like Kellyanne Conway white.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
close to it, close to it, close to it.
What kind of white
exactly.
is that?
That's my goal.
This is great. I think we're good.
Yeah.
It's an amazing pitch.
Okay, good.
Great job. Okay, our final pitch for round one. Again, another longtime favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Rod Bostonmaier.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So my pitch is a little unorthodox. It's not an original pitch. It's actually a pitch to bring a very popular sport from abroad to America where it belongs, because it's a hit. If anybody watches ESPN 6 or the dark web, you know about this. It's called Glinking. Glinking is an absolute favorite of a community that we do not talk about. It is a beloved sport, and it is extremely violent. It is a state-sponsored event in which people are forced to come and watch as the extended family of the two players have a picnic on the green, and then inside of that is a sand pit filled with glass, and two men who are the last of their bloodline, thus increasing the stakes, because only one person will leave Glinking, is forced to do this sort of like really intense like dance around each other, and the goal of the game is that you reach around and you pull the spine out of somebody's body.
Rod, I'm so sorry to interrupt you mid-pitch. What was the name of the show?
Glinking.
Yinging?
Glinking.
Ganging?
Yeah.
Yingling.
Ring ring.
In a way, they're all right, and that's important for us to acknowledge.
Ringo Kikuchi?
Glinking. The game is very popular abroad. The cheer is known to be, "How cool is Glinking?" which actually fully translates to silence is the sound of fear. The game is played in complete silence. There is not a pin that drops for the entire duration of the game, which can last anywhere from 6 minutes to famously 3 days. And the silence is only broken up by when someone pulls the spine out and goes, "Glinking!"
Sounds like the best show I've ever heard in my life. I think that the spine people have had it too good.
Thank
too
you.
Long.
Thank you. It is starting a conversation, and that is important for us to acknowledge in
okay.
this room. Yes.
So what I'm thinking is this. The show occurs in complete silence.
Yes.
Complete Should silence. We make it a podcast?
Interesting. That is
think?
Interesting. There are textures of sound in a way, because it is bare feet on sand with little like crackles of glass and
ASMR.
It is in a way. It is in a way. Absolutely.
It's really
yes,
hot
yes.
right now.
Yes.
Now that was also my question: is are points demoted when sounds are made?
No, you know,
like,
the way...
the person who's getting their spine pulled out, if it makes noise, is that, like, a bad thing?
Yeah, so famously in the community that surrounds the Glinking games, the sound that the loser makes, it's more just some shame on their family.
And that's
a loss in its own way. And what happens to them is its own thing. We can talk, like, you know, like, where does the show go from that? Like, do we follow their journey? But, yeah, so
Would
definitely.
Would you consider, like, performing ning-ning on the family of the loser?
You know, it's a very American tradition to spin off that is not popular in the community that Glinging was born in.
And what community
so I'm
was
open
that,
for that,
though? Where is Ning-ning from?
That's completely inappropriate to ask, actually.
Listen, we just want to know where it's from. And
isn't that literally what I said?
That's I know.
I didn't
I'm
hear you when you,
you
said
out.
It, but I did hear him, which was interesting.
Thank you.
Where it's from is complicated. It's, you know, it's like we're here and then it's like, you go abroad.
I was just texting my lawyer. What kind of spine extraction technology are we working with here? Is it environmentally friendly? Is it humane? Is it murder? I mean, we have to talk about these things.
Yes.
And by
yes.
talk about them, I mean briefly discuss them and then sell the idea and then sponsor it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a little like, okay, keep your American conceptions of other cultures away from the game.
Thank you, Rod.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, so this took us hours literally to decide. It was really hard. Even though we love the idea of my pregnant teen figure skater life, we're going to have to eliminate Rebecca.
Promote Rebecca.
Excuse me, promote Rebecca.
Yes.
Please join us at the judges' table.
Come on down.
In this industry, you always fail up.
When you fail, you become bitter and you judge.
Exactly.
Other creative
How do you
people.
Think we got here? So congratulations, and I'm sorry.
All right,
Thursday.
So let's go right into round two. Reboots, as everyone is a word of the day. The network is very excited about getting a property that the audience has already heard of, so they don't have to really do much to sell it. So we have optioned a whole bunch of famous sports movies. We just need to make them into TV shows and make them terrible. So you're going to pull a name out of this hat and tell us how you're going to turn this classic sports film into an awful, awful TV show. Are you ready?
Son of a bitch. So everybody knows the movie Cool Runnings is about bobsledding? Is it about bobsledding? So I want to do that movie. I want to do that movie, but it takes place in the Salt Lake City 2000 and I want to say two Winter Olympics, and it's all Mormons. But they're still doing a Jamaican accent. We're going to get a lot of 2002 references like, oh my God, 9/11 just happened. We're so upset about this. It was just so recent. It's so good that we have the Olympics in town to take our minds off of it. And bobsledding is a good sport to watch. The end.
Awesome. I love your pitch.
Thank you.
Because the idea of Jamaicans on screen terrifies me.
Okay, I just have to critique the premise of the original Cool Runnings, Jamaicans bobsledding. When would that happen?
Well, that's just comedy, and that was...
You know what? All of you saying it's based on
true
story.
Yeah, just like the moon landing, okay?
You're at the wrong show, okay?
No. If you want to do well in the industry, don't ever check facts.
You gotta get rid of facts. You gotta get rid of those facts. Pega, this was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pega.
Okay.
See, that wasn't so painful, right? Juanjico, do you want to come up here and pick a name out of the hat? See what this is going to be?
The Natural? The Natural. I'm assuming the original, somebody like Kevin Costner must have been the lead. The
You're
Natural?
Very close. You're very close.
The Natural has to be about a baseball coming-of-age story.
Yeah.
So we're going to twist it up. I mean, it's going to be about softball. It's going to be gay. Awkwafina's going to play the lead. She's going to be the pitcher nobody believes in. Then she gets out there, they're like, holy shit, you know? Her character is going to be straight. So there's that. She fights it, you know what I mean? Like, she wants to be in with the lesbian crew, but, you know, she's secretly with Kevin Costner, who's coaching. Awkwafina's name in the movie is going to be Totoro.
Okay.
So,
I do want to say, since Awkwafina was like on YouTube, I have been saying that she would have such good chemistry with Kevin Costner. They just, like, I don't know, something about both of their spirits. I could really see that working.
Yeah, I mean, like, as soon as you started this pitch, I just couldn't stop thinking about A League of Their Own. And I was wondering if you think you could work in either Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna, or Tom Hanks into this pitch.
I feel like the world misses Rosie, and then Rosie could wear also the old school uniform as the coach. Does Rosie know how to coach? I don't know, but Rosie's going to be Rosie, you know, mm-hmm. and figure it out.
I'm into it.
Can the old actresses at the end of A League of Their Own play into it? You know, in The League of Their Own,
yes.
they're the old ladies that they try to make like the old, you know.
Right. Ideally, if Awkwafina wins the championship, then all of the women from A League of Their Own come onto the field.
For me, like as someone who is straight, sorry, to see someone struggling with that, being like, should I be straight? Should I be straight? Should I say it? Pretending to be someone they're not. And then finally being proud enough to say, I'm sexually attracted to Kevin Costner. Like that. So, I don't know.
So powerful.
It's just like really, it's powerful. It really
it's
like
a groundbreaking
know,
moment.
Yeah.
I'm excited for
it's,
the world
that's
to see.
All I wanted to
I'm
say.
Very excited
I think that's
for the
beautiful.
World to see that representation, you know.
Well, this has been great. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
All right, last one up, Rod. Are you ready?
An absolute classic, Field of Dreams, in keeping with like classic reboot culture where you actually need not honor any element of the original, either out of duty, love, or really anything. this show version of the movie will star up-and-coming sex symbol Malala Yousaf as the like lead champion of a wash-up blind shot put team. As they move into an inner city and teach a bunch of kids how to shot put and really find their like love of this sport again, a note will be that it will start as fiction and then halfway through it will become a real docu-series where children at the school don't understand why blind people have come into their classroom and are throwing metal balls at them. And that's Field of Dreams, and I feel good about that.
So in this iteration, the field is like track and field.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the dreams are like sight.
Okay.
Thank you. Absolutely. You took it out of my head, out of my tongue, out of my mouth. Yes, that's exactly right.
Is Hilary Swank in there as a mentor, maybe for Malala, or what are we thinking about that?
Yeah, I'm thinking definitely a Freedom Riders moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, yeah, for maybe a Sweeps Week episode, because this is network TV, absolutely. We swap out Malala Yousaf for Hilary Swank and don't really like
that's
acknowledge it and just kind of let it happen for a couple episodes and switch them back.
I just want to know the phrases, because in the film, James Earl Jones classically says, if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
What is the phrase in this movie and who's going to deliver it to Malala?
Yes. So the voice will be James Earl Jones again, kind of doing like a Lion King, like you can't recast James Earl Jones. We know that. It's going to actually be this voice memo of him saying, who are you people? Who are you people? Get out of my home. Get out of my home.
I think this pitch is amazing. I love stories about blind shot put teams, and I always have. I've stuck up for them. I've fought for them. It's a classic story, American story. What is the point of a shot put? Can you just tell me that real quick?
Thank you so much for starting that conversation. So I do want to acknowledge that is one of the central mysteries of the season. How do you win? I promise that if this show gets greenlit, we will finally figure out how you win.
I love how you...
No questions. No further questions.
You really shot put around that question, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you.
We've come to a conclusion.
Okay.
We took hours and hours and hours to decide this. And
it was endless.
It's really been hard. Our long deliberation led us to believe that Pega should join the judges table.
Oh, I'm sorry. Congratulations.
I put a positive spin on it.
And now, a word from our sponsor. This episode's terrible commercial idea was submitted by Gene in Philadelphia.
Why spend your money on food when you could eat your money instead? Try edible currency. From the makers of Bitcoin comes Bitcoin. It's just like regular money, except you can eat it.
Okay, so lightning round. Here we go. Rod, Wanjiko, if you join me up on stage.
This is like Chopped.
This is very much like Chopped. It's almost identical. Our network has greenlit a bunch of shows just based on the title. They don't know what the shows are. You just have to tell me as quickly and succinctly as you can what the show is. Rod, you'll go first. Tell me about the TV show Balls in Your Court.
Balls in Your Court is a hot new MTV dating show where a camera is filming a room with a medicine ball and those inflatable things in a car lot. Do you know what I'm talking about? And like the sexual tension that's erupting between both products in a way. And
Wanjiko, tell me about our brand new TV show, Team Players.
Team Players is about an old pimp and his five friends. So the five friends are trying to get the old pimp friend back into the dating game since he had like two side chicks for like 10 years. And they end up getting their pimp friend pimping on the street again with 10 strippers that he just met at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's heartwarming. I like it. Okay, Rod, tell me about Scoring.
It's a reality TV show that follows famous Dutch teen heartthrob Scoring as he tries to break into Hollywood and how intensely he fails.
Wanjiko, Okay, your next one is a new show called Stanley's Cup.
Obviously, Stanley's Cup is about a family with one cup. The cup is the focus. It's passed through generations. So the kid next door stole the Stanley Cup. So the whole family is trying to find the kid and kill him so they can get the cup back. So now they have to kill a 9-year-old kid in secret so they can have their cup back.
I would watch that. Rod, tell me about the Good News Bears.
The Good News Bears reunites two of TV's favorite reality TV show icons, the medicine ball and the thing from a car lot from Balls in Your Court. And it's just about them as roommates in an old folks home. Yeah.
I'm particularly excited about this one. Juanjigo, tell me about Varsity Jews.
Varsity Jews. The high school is not doing well. So Kevin Costner moves in to be the principal of the school. Also, for some reason, Regina Hall is also a character in the show as a teacher. Kevin Costner, Regina Hall, and the whole school are going to figure out how to fix the town. So there's that.
Rod, your second to last show is called All-Star.
All-Star is a incredible home makeover show hosted by two very suspect drug addicts. And it's unclear if the show is real or if these people are being theatrically robbed.
Okay, Chica, your second to last show is Rounding Third.
Obviously, it's a show about two rats who live at an amusement park. They don't own the amusement park, but the two rats live underneath the roller coaster. And Rounding Third is a lot about two rats coming into their own. They're rounding third base, but it's also an amusement park, and they also are rats.
All right, this should be a no-brainer for you. Your final show is Cricket Explained.
Wow, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This show is actually weirdly a like TNT like erotic law thriller starring Holly Hunter and James Vanderbeek. It's legally classified as pornography. It's,
okay, why don't you go take us home with the World Series of Farts.
The World Series of Farts obviously is a show hosted by Oprah Winfrey. It's going to be in Chicago at her old studio for the show, and they're going to have a lot of guests like Michael Jordan, Michael B. Jordan, the Dalai Lama maybe, I don't know. You can call in and phone in your fart if you want to submit it to Oprah. If you win, you win a car. I don't know what that leads to. You can fart in your car, so it's going to be a car that also has automatic fart sounds. And yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Rod, amazing as always. I loved how you brought the medicine ball from Balls in Your Court back to the Good News Bears. I'm a little disappointed that in your all-star pitch, you did not mention Smash Mouth at all.
Yeah.
That will be points against you. But
that's
know what?
Fair.
Cricket Explained, as a law thriller, I was with you all the way. So I'm very
and
pleased.
By law thriller, it's legally classified as pornography, which
yes,
I think
exactly.
is also. And nobody wants to see pornography between Holly Hunter and James Vanderbeek more
yes.
than I do.
Juanjigo, I thought Varsity Jews. I don't think Kevin Costner is a Jew, but I'm just going to say that.
Or Regina Hall.
World Series of Farts. Being led by Oprah and the Dalai Lama is just, you know, it just makes sense.
I do have a question about the World Series of Farts. When people are farting, what kind of camera angle are we seeing?
I think you want as close to the crotch as possible.
So what I was kind of thinking was glass floor, camera up, and then the person stands or squats above it.
I definitely will have you on as like an executive producer.
Okay.
For sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also had a couple questions. What is the point of phoning in your farts and how do you win?
I think it just gives the audience that they can just feel a part of the show. And that's how you win the car as an audience, as a team, as America.
What do you think like makes a good fart?
You need a lot of air pressure, follow through. You know, just, you know, character, your own character needs to be seen.
And Rod, a question about the Good News Bears. Will, I know you said they were in an old folks home. Can they be pregnant? Can there be some sort of geriatric pregnancy storyline?
Yeah. So as like an homage to the most famous plot line in Balls in Your Court, it's the Benson Wall is kind of always pregnant, and we're kind of unpacking that.
I also just wanted to say I would watch Scoring. I can't remember, is that like a reality show? Is it a mockumentary or
no,
is
it's
it
a harrowing documentary.
It's a harrowing documentary. Okay.
Kala, Drew, how are we do we have a final decision?
We're feeling very good.
Okay.
We were just discussing something else entirely, actually.
Oh.
It's none of your business.
Oh, sorry.
But
tomorrow I'm gonna have lunch at Sweet Green.
Exactly. Oh. I believe we've come to a decision.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, this obviously took us a long time to figure out, and it was very close. But we're going to declare the winner of this Bad Pitches to be Rod.
Congratulations, Rod. thank you, Wendigo. All right, Rod, I'm going to present you with the unicorn pin. And then we're also going to do an ESPN style coming off the field. How does it feel? What do you think? What do you think? How'd it go out there today?
Fucking incredible. To be the first gay man with unicorn paraphernalia is incredible. I didn't think that would ever happen. My mom didn't think that would happen. This is amazing. This is for my mom, for my sister, for her cousins.
Is there any point today in today's game where it really felt like you were going to lose it, and but then you got it back?
Yeah, it was really hard to be asked anything real about shot put. That was one of those things you can't really see coming. So that was a moment where I was like, you know, this is up to God.
Any plans for the off season?
You know, I'm just gonna really chill out and be with my family, my two boys. Some time.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, Rod, Boz, and Mara.
Is Juanjico still here?
Thanks again for tuning in to Bad Pitches. Be sure to subscribe and check out new episodes every other Monday on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are sold for free on the internet. If you like us, you really, really like us, then we would love it if you could leave us a review, give us 5 stars, tell your friends, anything to signal we're not alone in the universe. We've also got a mailing list you can sign up for to keep up to date on live shows, podcast news, unhinged rants, anything really. Just go to badpitchestv.com and sign up. And if you've got an idea for a bad product we can advertise on our commercial breaks, let us know on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Bad Pitches TV, and we just might pick yours. For everyone at Bad Pitches, I'm Ned Arbar saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.